Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, March 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League owners' meetings continuing in Orlando, Florida. Items of business addressed on Tuesday include the league going to a review assistance system for replays. Officials on the field will be able to consult with a central location in New York about the play, but the officials at the stadiums will be the ultimate judges of those replay calls. The league says goalpost spikes, popularized by Jimmy Graham of New Orleans, will now be subject to a penalty in the NFL. And there is also talk of a revised playoff system, adding another team in each of the NFC and AFC pools. There would be seven teams getting into the postseason. Only the top seed would get a first round bye. The other six teams would meet each other on the opening weekend, and they would go from there. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy seems to be in the majority in favor of the idea.
The number one seed getting the bye, you know, for the competition to continue to play for the number one seed, I think is a definite positive. I think it brings more, you know, activity to week 16 and 17. You know, there's always a team, it seems like, that is just on the cusp of getting in, and I think they should be rewarded. And as you can see, the 5 and 6 seeds in prior years have made it very competitive. Some, you know, winning Super Bowls, and so there isn't a big difference between a 5th, 6th, and seed a lot of times in the 3 and 4.
Mike knows of what he speaks. The Packers were a 6th seed when they went on their way to the Super Bowl 45 championship. The owners say they will likely vote on this expanded playoff proposal at their next meeting later this spring. Meanwhile, McCarthy also very optimistic about the 2014 Packers. He likes what they've done, signing several of their own free agents, Sam Shields, B.J. Raji among them, and the addition of the likes of Julius Peppers.
I think this group going into the draft, I know we still have player acquisition opportunities in front of us, but this team, I love the way this team looks. I'm excited about 2014.
Sad day for fans of the Buffalo Bills. Their founder and owner, Ralph Wilson, passing away at the age of 95, purchased the Bills when the AFL was formed in 1959 for just $25,000. That franchise now worth $8.9 million. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2009. Another Hall of Famer, quarterback Jim Kelly, at the age of 54, diagnosed with another bout of oral cancer. Another round of surgery is expected. Kelly's wife says this seems to be an aggressive form, and everyone wishes the best for really one of the good guys in the NFL, Jim Kelly. Next up, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers all but wrapping up their spring training camp in Maryvale. They dropped a 5-4 decision to the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday, although Willie Peralta was solid, went 6 1/3 innings, gave up just a run, and smacked his second home run of the spring, a 2-run shot. Chris Davis and Carlos Gomez also went deep for the Brewers, but Wei Chung Wang gave up 3 runs in the 9th inning to take the loss. Manager Ron Renicki continuing to finalize his roster. He says veteran utility man Jeff Bianchi's found a way to stick.
He told me coming into this thing that he's going to win that job, and he won the job. You know, I know you don't go by just spring training. I'm going by last year also. We liked what we saw.
Brewers also picking up AAA contracts for Zach Duke, Lyle Overbay, and Mark Reynolds will be coming north. The Brewers will take on the Indians on Wednesday, the Reds on Thursday, and then break camp in Maryvale, hosting the Kansas City Royals for a pair of exhibition games at Miller Park on the weekend before opening day on Monday against the Atlanta Braves. Brewers' projected payroll expected to be around $103 million in 2014. That would place them 16th among all Major League ball clubs. The Los Angeles Dodgers expected to head the list with an anticipated payroll of $235 million. Yankees would be second at $203 million. To the NBA, where the Orlando Magic ended a 9-game losing streak, knocking off the Portland Trailblazers 95-85. Tobias Harris going off for 25 points. Cleveland defeated Toronto 102-100. It was Dallas over Oklahoma City 128-119 in overtime. Big game for Dirk Nowitzki, 32 points, 10 rebounds in what he says turned out to be an entertaining night.
That was a heck of a game. Fun to be a part of. You know, down the stretch, we're up again, and they make a couple plays. We fouled a 3-point shooter, and we actually had to make a heck of a shot by Jose to even get to overtime.
Lakers, a winner over the New York Knicks, 127-96. They put up a franchise record 51 points in the third quarter. Xavier Henry led the Lakers with 22.
Well, they are a good team. They have a lot of players on that team. It was good that we came out and we played hard. We played like they're a playoff team, like they're going to make the playoffs, and that's how we have to approach every game from now on. We can't take it easy or come out sluggish when we play our next game, Milwaukee.
Well, they might be able to take it easy on the Milwaukee Bucks. They'll host the Lakers Thursday night at the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. In college basketball, the National Invitation Tournament quarterfinals getting underway. Minnesota defeated Southern Mississippi 81-73. Behind a career-high 32 from Austin Hollins, Gophers heading back to Madison Square Garden. They lost the 2012 NIT final to Stanford. Clemson also heading to the Final Four. They beat Belmont 73-68. Trailing late, finished the game on a 12-2 run. Belmont, the team that knocked out the Green Bay Phoenix in the opening round at the Rush Center. Louisiana Tech is at Florida State on Wednesday night. Cal against SMU to round out the NIT Final Four. NCAA Women's Tournament now has their Sweet 16 complete. UConn, Texas A&M, Maryland, Louisville, LSU, Stanford, North Carolina, and Penn State advancing. The men's round of 16 will start on Thursday. In the West region, the Wisconsin Badgers will meet the Baylor Bears in the semifinal. And head coach Bo Ryan says, "We're pretty familiar with this Baylor club."
Between the assistant that has the scout, Coach Gard, and myself, we've probably seen 20 to 30 games already that Baylor's played, so the screen doesn't lie when it comes to the actions on the court. So we see their tendencies, we see what they're doing, we know their strengths. They don't have a whole lot of weakness.
That game expected to tip off around 6:47 on Thursday night. Top seed Arizona going against San Diego State in the other regional semifinal in Anaheim. To the NHL, the St. Louis Blues defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-3. David Backes with a hat trick for the Blues, who lead the NHL with 105 points. But Backes says, "We're not going to let up."
We are someone that's looked at as a competitor, someone that's going to have a chance to do some damage in the playoffs. And we've had some teams, you know, bring their A games and maybe surprise at times. But lately, we've decided we're going to play our game and see if the other team can match it.
Not many have this year. Phoenix beat Pittsburgh 3-2. The LA Kings in a shootout, a 5-4 winner over the Washington Capitals. San Jose Sharks, a winner over the Edmonton Oilers, 5-2. Wisconsin native Joe Pavelski netting a hat trick for the Sharks, who were perfect on the power play.
Yeah, well, I think anytime I'm back-to-back night, keep it tight early. If they get that early one on that entry, we know they're a dangerous team there. But back-to-back nights, your special teams have to be good, and they were in there.
New York Islanders beat Carolina 5-4. Montreal shuts out Buffalo 2-0. Florida needed a shootout to slip by Ottawa 3-2. Columbus doubled up Detroit 4-2. Blackhawks beat Dallas 4-2. And Colorado, a 5-4 shootout winner over Nashville. One more obituary in sports. Linda Petty, 72 years of age, the first lady of racing and the wife of the King, Richard Petty, passing away after a long bout with cancer. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.